what's going down. Words come the worst, my people come first. You know this, come the worst. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. And it is time for the worst.
Yes.
Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. This is where we complain about the worst things in our society for prizes. 312-981-7200. We've got great prizes tonight. We've got a MyPillow. I'm serious. You're giving away a pillow. It's kind of the coolest thing ever. Think about it.
Oh, I'm thinking about it, Justin.
Abby, don't get me started. We already did this earlier in the show where I'm like, there's probably nowhere in the world the radio station you call in to complain and they give you a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm going to Google that for the next hour.
Exactly. I need some fact check on that. Abby McEnany's in studio as well as TJ Jagodowski. They are my guests tonight here on the download. Abby's got a one-woman show. No, is that not good?
No, it's fantastic.
Well, you laugh at your own pride.
Well, you know, it's not my forte, dude.
Right. The audition process is brutal. You cast that thing.
It's called Work in Progress. It's Friday nights at 10:30 at the I.O., not this Friday, but it's running till August 5th, but not the 5th.
August 26th. Right. Yeah, you're fine. You know what? Who
it's
gives a
yeah.
It's
close.
Gives? This probably isn't my audience. It's all right.
312-981-7200. Let's get right to it. I love it. People are lined up. They're ready to play tonight. So let's get to it. Before we do that, though, just for the tradition of it, Pete Zimmerman.
Pete kicks it off
every week. So let's go there. Pete Zimmerman, what do you got tonight?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Just overall.
A bunch of like idiot white guys playing bad funk. Stop it for once.
For once. I agree. That's awesome. I wholeheartedly agree.
Thank you. They're the worst.
They are the worst. All right. So there you go. That's a good way to start it off. All right, TJ, what do you got? Why don't we go around and we'll go to the people here.
All of mine are textural tonight. Because I plan on doing this show a couple of hundred times,
sure.
And so I want to knock off categories and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So my first one that's the worst is when you leave a bar of soap in a wet soap dish, that smag on the bottom side, on the wet side, that
smag,
it goes colorless in your hand, your fingers sink into it and stuff, and it's not soap anymore. It's some other kind of... smag.
Yeah.
Soap smag.
Soap smag.
That's,
first of
that's
all.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Ugh.
Unfortunately, that was my nickname in college, but we're not going to talk about that. That's disgusting.
I know, right?
That is, that is the worst.
It is disgusting, and it's very relatable. Everybody knows it, so it works out really well. All right, Abby, what do you got?
I'm every man's worst. You know, I'm these people.
You're the people's worst.
Yes, I'm their voice.
The worst of the people.
The worst is when your granny calls you stupid in the third grade because you can't tell time. That kind of sucks.
That's not.
And I always tell the people the story of that is not that I couldn't tell time in third grade. Okay, let's not. Listen,
that's
it's
not
just
it.
That.
No.
Yeah, my granny was a tough nut to hoe.
Tough nut to hoe. You got it right. No, you nailed it.
We don't know your granny.
That was the worst,
I don't know
Justin.
Your granny. All right. Let's get together. Let's go to Bonnie. Bonnie, what's the worst, Bonnie?
Hi. Okay, I was fortunate to be at Adele's concert,
the
first one on Sunday. There's the story. I wondered if anybody was lucky enough to get a ticket there.
No, on a budget, station. Bonnie.
Oh, well, so was I. So was I. I got the cheapest ticket. I was almost at the very top. Still great. She was phenomenal. But my story leading up to it is what is the worst. Okay, I was in traffic bumper to bumper. I live in Lake Villa, Illinois.
All right.
Bumper to bumper all the way downtown. Get down there. And 2-hour wait to get inside.
Yeah.
They screwed it up.
Was it like security to get in?
Yeah, well, they're doing construction at the United Center. But the reason, and this is the most important one, and I've been waiting to figure out for a year ago, how to use this story to somehow win your contest for the worst. because it's nobody would believe it unless they knew me. and I swear to God, this is all true. A year ago, almost to the date of the concert, which was the 10th, I got salmonella poisoning. I ended up in the hospital.
That's automatically
for a week.
The worst.
Okay. Well, it took 4 months. I lived on unsolid food. I lost 30 pounds.
All right, Bonnie, we'll give you a only gained, pizza.
But that wasn't all.
This lady's, all she's doing is bragging. She's down 30 pounds. She went to see Adele. Life is
she
great. You live
Lake
in Lake Villa.
Villa.
Life's great.
Take it down a notch, Bonnie.
There's more. I'm sorry. But
found a great guy.
After that, I had good doctors. I had very nice doctors. But then I had to go for my mammogram. My mom had breast cancer, and she died of cancer. So it's always horrible, right?
Right.
You
right.
girls know how.
Yes.
Okay. But anyway.
Not fun, but necessary.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Anyway, they found something really suspicious. They tried to get it out two different ways without surgery, and then I finally had to have surgery. Before I had the surgery, I went in for an EKG. They discovered I had a silent heart attack, probably when I was right. in the hospital.
That might be where the term silent but deadly comes from.
Bonnie. This sounds terrible. Don't then us anymore. I mean, you are going for a record trophy winning.
I did not have concert. I mean, sorry, I did not have cancer.
Good.
I did not have cancer, and the blockage in my heart is minor. I did not need surgery.
All right, good.
This was a reward.
Oh, good.
To the day.
Oh, that's nice.
I was so pumped.
And then they screwed it up with construction.
I did not have one drink, and I was so high on life just to be there. I never complained. I didn't, but I thought, this is my final, is my chance to use my story about the word.
You nailed it.
You did it. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for that story. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one way to interpret the worst.
Yeah. I think it's
a great story.
It's going a long way though to win a prize to give yourself salmonella, fake breast cancer, give yourself a minor heart problem,
start construction in Chicago
to
right.
get a MyPillow.
All right, let's go to Justin. Justin, you're on the line. What's the worst, buddy?
Oh, what's the worst is, one, I don't think I'm going to win after that, but the second would be...
Just throw in testicular cancer if you can.
I really don't want to throw that in. That's not something I'm planning on today.
All right. Well, if you're not going to go the extra mile, my friend, then someone else sleeps.
Wow, okay.
Someone else gets a nice night's sleep.
No.
I think maybe a good microwave oven might help me out then.
All right, what do you got, Justin?
What's the worst is somebody who's playing Pokemon Go... ends up delaying your Metro ride back home for the day.
How did they delay it?
Well, they were waiting right in the opening, waiting in line to get in, and they're trying to catch one and wouldn't let anybody by.
Oh, my God.
What a jerk.
I thought Metro had a whole new Ride Nice campaign. That's part of it. Don't play Pokemon Go when people are trying to get off in Arlington Heights. Jeez.
Ride Nice, not ignorant. Am I right?
And
the Pokemon people better
make sure
they don't put any ride on the tracks.
Yeah, right. That's what it feels like.
Yeah,
chasing a Pokemon on the Metro train at rush hour.
Also, Pokemon? I don't know. Live text it to me. Live text it.
Live
I'm not
texting.
On social media. Just right. Live text it. Snail mail it to me. I don't know.
Abby and TJ in studio with me. All right. Playing the worst. There's a lot of people on the line. Stay on the line. James, Joe, also Pam. Stay on the line. We'll get to you just in just a second. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's going down.
312-981-7200. Abby McEnany and TJ Jagodowski in studio with us tonight. Abby's got a one-woman show, Work in Progress. I don't understand the laugh.
Well,
is it not real?
No, it is real. But TJ is actually showing me that when the red light means on, it means that we're on the air. You guys.
So you're laughing. You're laughing at your own plug. It's probably the first time in history somebody is laughing off their own plug.
She's shy
She's
about
shy.
It.
I am. I'm
She's
shy. Shy
about it's it. A one-woman show called Work in Progress. Friday nights at 10:30 at I.O. Not this next Friday. Running through August 26th. Check out the website. All right. Let's... 312 says the worst is following Bonnie.
Is?
That is rough, man.
But Bonnie's all right, man. She's doing good. She's good.
I was proud of her.
That was a good story.
It was minor. She got to see Adele. Some people would consider her already a winner.
Yeah, she treated herself.
Yeah, and she's got her health.
And she has a great attitude, man.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to James. Just throw an in fact in there and I cut you off.
It's classic Justin and McEnany, guys. Justin and McEnany sitting in a tree. I don't know.
James, what's the worst, James?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How about you,
James?
Good. I'm great. So, well, not actually. I'm driving home from Chicago, and I'm north of Milwaukee, and it's a traffic zone, so it's really slow, and I'm behind what I can only hope is a cattle truck from the smell. That sucks. But anyway, that's not even why I'm calling. So let's talk about the soap smeg for a second. What's worse than soap smeg on your fingers is when you don't realize you have it on your fingers, and it drops on your shirt. Then it becomes schlar, and You've schlarred yourself.
That's
we
good.
We may have a business starting there. Here, my friend.
That's not the thing, though. That's not my worst. Here's the worst. Okay, so the worst is when you work with idiots. So I have a supervisor. Yes,
is this you? Is this you from work? Oh, gosh, darn it. Why are you talking about me in front of everybody? Darn it!
No, stop now.
Okay, keep going, Jim.
So there's a supervisor and a manager. The supervisor's an idiot, so he goes to one of these self-help or self-motivational things that happens at the Motel 6 donut room, you know? And he comes back, and he's coming up with all these harebrained ideas for improving our company, right? Mm-hmm. So I go into my boss, and I'm complaining. I just can't stand it anymore. I'm like, you've got to stop this guy. He's gonna really screw up the company, right? And I give him, he says, give me an example. So I give him an example, and he kind of laughs, and I tell him another example. But I get to the third example, and I'm halfway through the worst example, and I realize that it was my boss's idea.
What did he say?
So I kind of try to talk my way out of it at first, and then I just go, well, okay, screw it, and then I just laugh.
That's good stuff, man.
But they haven't fired me yet, so well, I guess good.
You're in.
That was like your 360 review. So actually, you saved everybody a lot of time. I'm actually very impressed.
That's good, James. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for that. Okay. That's good. I like James.
That's some good ones tonight, man. People are bringing the heat.
Quality. That's what happens when you get a good one at the top with Bonnie. Now everyone's like, man, I can go after this.
The bar has been raised.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, what do you got, Joe?
Well, I work contract security.
Okay.
And I'm sick and tired of these teenagers taking things that don't belong to them.
Theft. Common theft, we're talking?
A little boy's birthday present of $375 was taken from him. And he is totally distraught.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Where was it taken from?
I can't go into details.
It's
under investigation.
Joe, how do we know it was exactly $375?
I saw the receipt.
Oh, what was it?
A hoverboard.
Oh, hey, that could have been just some concerned citizen keeping this kid from self-immolating. Right. Those things go up at the drop of a hat. Those things
could have
burst
been for their own good. Yeah.
Was this Russell Crowe? Kids,
we're not going into details here, but
we're not allowed to.
Being a grandparent, I am just furious.
Yeah,
that somebody would take a kid's board out of his garage and just disappear with it.
Wow, Joe, thanks for that.
That is
very specific.
Yeah,
worst.
Well, not super specific.
It's tough.
Super specific. Yeah. You're right.
It's tough without details because you can kind of say the worst is when you know that happens to somebody. You know, like then it's so general that like you have to agree, but you can't agree wholeheartedly because you're not entirely certain about what happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh, I love it. All right, let's go to Pam. Pam, what do you got, Pam?
I'll try to make it short, but to me, the worst is that intense phone conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Where while you're still talking, you haven't realized that there's no one on the other end, and they either hung up on you, or you hope they were cut off or hung up on you at least 5 minutes earlier.
That's great.
And all the profundity goes out of your soul.
Yeah, you thought you had shared all that, gotten all that off your chest.
Hello?
That's so good. That's so good. Pam, that's so great. Thank you.
That is great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's a good one. Pam's got a good one.
Leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Leader in the clubhouse, Pam, I think, right there.
There's so many. And then when you get them back in line, you're like, where did it cut off?
What'd you hear last?
Did you hear the part about my divorce? No, you haven't? Okay, all right. Well, let me back it up.
Rev up that emotional momentum again.
Or if they said, yeah, you say, you know what? Me and Johnny are doing fine. You are a liar. And then, there's so many levels.
You can trick them in so many ways, right?
Can we go back to that donut room at the Motel 6? Where is that exactly?
Show me this donut room.
I don't know. Where's the donut room? Just, asking for a friend.
Guide me to this donut room, will you?
There were a lot of questions about the donut room.
We're
a lot of good stuff. A lot of information on the worst tonight. Let's go to Patty. What's the worst, Patty?
Hi, how are you? This happened recently, and this is so gross, I thought. I was at a place where they make omelets and eggs for you, right, over the counter. You can watch them. Mm-hmm. So I ordered 2 eggs over easy, and to test if my 2 eggs were done, she stuck her fingers on the yolk.
Get out.
And I just looked at her. I was shocked, and she said, she didn't think she was so, I should be so shocked. So she said, well, I just washed my hands. And later on, I thought, well, what did you do? Just go to the bathroom? And then that's why you washed your hands? I couldn't believe how she tested my
crazy.
Egg.
That's crazy.
Okay.
That's the worst, Patty. You have found the spirit of this game.
Yeah.
That is right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, you're zoned up, Patty. Okay. You are zoned up.
Now,
tonight.
Tell me this didn't happen in the Motel 6 donut room and we're cool. Patty, that is the worst.
No, but it was someplace around here.
All right. Oh, okay. Hey, Justin, I've got a quick question for Patty.
Rob's got a question for Patty.
Were the fingerprints left in the yolk as well?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you touch things and you can still see the fingerprints?
Yeah.
Well, she went and made 2 more eggs. God knows if she even made 2 more eggs and she was brought out the same one. Oh,
wow.
My God.
It's like someone testing your blister.
Yeah, TJ. You put that on your textural stuff.
And do you mean when you say a place where they make you eggs and- like a diner?
Can I? I'll give it a general.
No, don't. We don't need a name.
Need a name.
You're talking about a restaurant.
I'll just say no. It wasn't a restaurant. It was a casino.
Oh, okay.
So you're there early.
I know where you're talking.
All right. Okay. Did you? Well, and a texter just asked, did you eat the eggs or what?
Well, like I said, she said she'd make new ones, of course, and I don't know if she brought up the same ones. She came back later with 2 new ones.
So good. Patty, thanks for that. That's great.
Yeah, only after she handled a stack of 20s.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So everything in that place is filthy. The machines, the chips, the money.
That's
she's
so
pawing.
Good.
She's pawing your over easies.
So
oh, man.
Oh, come on. All right, let's take a break. We will continue with the worst. This is so good tonight. I didn't even get to the text yet. TJ and Abby are here. We'll continue the conversation. Not really a conversation at all. It's just a game show that's giving us the worst things in our society for prizes. The prizes tonight, Pequod's Pizza, My Pillow, and a pair of tickets to Air Supply, which I know you're after,
Laying alone, my head on the phone, thinking about you till it hurts. Was that even close?
It was close. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. A lot of great stuff coming through tonight on The Worst. 312-981-7200. Abby McEnany in studio with me, as well as TJ Jagodowski, both improvisers here in Chicago. Abby has a one-woman show called Work in Progress at I.O. Friday nights at 10:30. She's not doing it this Friday. It's lazy. But she will be doing it.
Love wins,
right. But she will be on stage there. You can check out TJ. You can see him wherever you want to see him. He's just always around. Okay, so let's keep going with this. Let's go to Susan. Thanks for holding, Susan. Susan, what's the worst?
I was working retail, and my boss gave me pepper spray for protection.
Yeah.
So I put it in my jean pocket, and I went out that night dancing. And when I came home to my studio apartment, I unloaded my change from my pockets. And when I put my hand in my pocket, I released the mace on myself. And I had
so
nowhere
stingy.
To go.
Yeah, what do you
so
do?
So I had to open up all the windows in the apartment and stand on the back porch till it cleared out. And that stuff really works.
I'm so happy, Susan, that you did it to yourself at home in a non-emergency situation, as opposed to when you really needed it, right. as though, you know, like, right. as though to give your attacker an extra edge by macing yourself.
That's amazing. But that's...
You picked the right time to do it.
That's right. If it's going to happen.
That's hard, man. That stings.
Oh, that's... all right.
No, I'll bite. I'll bite. So I was 16. No, Susan, thanks for that.
No problem.
Okay, there we go. I got a ton of texts here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What's the worst? Complain about the worst things in society for prizes.
Come on.
All right. Hold on. The worst is when you're... Okay, I'm just going to make sure. Okay, this is 331. The worst is when I was playing a slot machine, had $200 plus in credits, and in a bonus round when the electricity went out.
Oh! No.
That's a scam. I mean, maybe it's not. I don't know if it's a scam.
The whole casino went off?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh!
Or just the Brady Bunch slot.
That one hurt. That one hurt.
That's
just
horrible.
It's just one slot just one that goes up. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
I just hit Alice's ham.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I wonder this what machine it was.
This is exactly.
I mean, I know those machines. If it was Cleopatra, it's so darn hard to get so that. That would drive me nuts. Little Red Riding Hood. Oh man. I can go through them all.
224 says the real worst. Uh-oh. I finally replaced my wedding ring after not having the old one for years. Bunches of tiny diamonds. Two have fallen out only a few months after getting it.
My diamonds.
So as she sent a picture of her ring.
Oh, my gosh.
There are holes in this ring.
Is it insured, I wonder? It has to be.
No, I hope so.
You're leaking diamonds. Oh, talk about first world problems. My diamonds. I mean... It's not good, but you're losing. Yeah. You know, you don't lose your meal money.
It's like, it's covered in diamonds. I've lost two.
920 says, this is for Abby. This is James. The donut room is the room at the Motel 6 where they serve free breakfast. Don't tell me you haven't been there.
Okay. Who is this, James?
Yeah.
Take down the judgment a little bit, James. And I haven't been to that Motel 6, but don't think I'm not going there directly after this. TJ, you don't mind driving me out there, do you?
Not at all.
Thanks, dude.
This is a good one. 773. The worst is when you ask a girl if she wants to go out to eat. I was wearing sweatpants and a tank top. And she comes out thinking it's a fancy date, and she's wearing a nice dress and high heels.
Aww.
So that the worst that you would actually show up for a date in? Yeah, that
sweatpants
is the worst.
Sweatpants and tank top. I would just say in any situation where you ask anybody to go out to eat, you may want to put on jeans, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, that's just a given.
That might be worst for her.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
I guess it's not good for anybody, but it might be even worser for her.
I mean,
this is really not
joke.
Good for anybody involved.
I had this so wrong.
You got the pea quads and the pillow. What's happening here?
This is terrible. 630. And you can never tell. I mean, this is the worst if it actually happened, but it's probably a joke. The worst, I had an operation and they hit something and now my privates are smaller.
They hit the button that shrinks your junk.
There it is.
What did they hit?
773 says the worst is listening to callers with multiple worsts. That's not nice.
Come on, Bonnie, leave Bonnie alone.
708, the worst is the Bonnie maker rules. Of Pokemon.
Yes, agreed. But I still don't know what it is, so hit me up.
Can't be the worst because there's someone who made sarin gas.
You know what I mean? That's true.
Of all the things that have been made, that guy can't be the
worst.
He
doesn't even make the top 25.
No.
TJ always brings it back. You're right,
he does,
TJ.
He does.
Yeah. You're right.
He puts it in perspective.
Yeah.
630 says the worst are Facebook friends that are only self-promoting themselves all day.
That is pretty crummy.
Don't care about anybody else.
That is pretty crummy.
That is.
Meanwhile, Abby's got a...
gosh darn it, you guys! You know what's taking everything? I haven't sworn once. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, we're only halfway through.
I just said, gosh darn it. I'm nailing it.
219 says, this is a joke, I think. 219, the worst isn't Zika. It's the Kanye West virus where babies may be born with big heads.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's
good. Okay.
It's very Jay Leno.
All right, yeah.
Oh, talk about the worst. Jay Leno, huh? I don't know what that huh was. Huh?
708, the worst is when you recognize someone from an event in the past and you go to talk to them and they have no idea who you are.
That hurts.
Okay.
That happens.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, if that happens a lot, Well, you got to work on your personality. You know what I mean? You got to start wearing a hat that is easily recognizable.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I start wearing a hat. They'd be like, oh, it's the lesbian Minnie Pearl. I remember her. I'd be like, I'm on board.
Does that set you apart from the original?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get your fact checker on that. Fact checker.
You might have to be the second lesbian mini Pearl.
You know what? I'll take it.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, right. What's the worst, Steve?
Oh, the worst is when your back hurts so bad, you got to, on a night like tonight, you got to use your seat heater and your air conditioning at the same time.
That's
agreed.
One of those things is not like the other.
I have back problems myself, dude, and that is rough stuff. Apologies.
There you go.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you got serious for a second. I never see you get serious. You got serious right there.
I'm multi-layered, Justin.
I'd say layered. I don't know if you're multi-layered.
He's like the old McDLT. He's got to keep the cool side cool and the hot side hot right now. He's got a front-back war going on. Somewhere in the middle of his body, it's looking to split.
So good. 708 says the worst thing ever is when you're 5 minutes late for the free Slurpee day and it's 95 degrees out.
5 minutes?
What's that? That's the worst thing ever, but to get a free
712? Is that?
Yeah, I think if you're like midnight.
You had a whole day, man. A whole day. I got no pity.
Are you kidding? You got 364 days to get ready. Yeah, what do you mean a whole day? You got 364 days.
You can plan now. I got no pity.
708 says the worst is the guy who I worked with who conned me to download Pokemon Go, thus ruining my life. A lot of Pokemon Go stuff. 773, World Star Videos, the worst.
What's that?
That's a video site. When you go to World Star, it's a World Star Hip Hop.
I was going to say that's hip hop stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just, oh, look at this guy on a skateboard and he fell down. World Star! Like that kind of stuff. That's essentially what it is. He's right. It is the worst, but I don't know if it's.
So it's not, is it hip hop or is it people falling down?
It's a little bit of both. But
it's worldstarhiphop.com, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I like this. Hip hop and people getting choned on skateboards and stuff?
312 says the worst is when you ask your friend to a movie and he says, okay. And when you tell him it's a horror film, he tells you he's busy.
What did he come out wearing?
He was in a tuxedo with a cummerbund.
A lit candelabra.
Yeah.
And a man playing violin. I was in my Freddy Krueger fingers.
Oh, my God. It's so funny tonight.
My striped sweater.
312 says the worst is a grown man watching and admitting to said offense, watching the Kardashians. They're making fun of me.
Yesterday I watched
on Sunday, I binge watched like the whole season of the Kardashians.
Was it worth it?
It is. It's a good show. That's what I was trying to explain to people is I'm like, you know, maybe you don't like the reality part of them, that they're actually people and that you have to, they hog up your news feed. But the actual keeping up with the Kardashians, the way it's edited, it's a nice little structure. You care about the sisters. You care about the stuff. I don't care if it's fake. I don't care. It's fake. It's reality fake.
Interesting.
Right? I think it's good.
All right.
Right?
I might give it, I might give it a chance then.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's on E. You'll love it. It's a new show. Season 12.
I just given Justin dagger eyes. Give me a break.
These Kardashians, I've never heard of them.
Sorry.
Are they all lawyers?
They're all lawyers.
Oh, okay.
It's a lawyer. Like it's a lawyer job. It's like L.A. Law, but reality.
I like law.
Oh, my God.
Harry Hamlin's in it. It's really good.
I was going to say, Harry Hamlin made
Michael
it real.
Michael Tucker.
Jill Eisenreich.
We skipped right over Jimmy Smits.
Oh, my God. Jimmy Smits. I'm sorry.
No love for Jimmy Smits.
Yeah. Jimmy Smits. Can we talk about men that play detective in procedural crime dramas? We'll get back to it. I'm sorry. Because they
different
are the
segment.
Best.
Different segment.
Hashtag the best.
Hey, we'll do the best. Instead of doing the worst, we'll do the best.
I'd love to. All right, there we go.
All right, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We'll come back. We'll do the last round, and we'll pick the winners. Stay with us.
It's going down.
It's the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200. We're complaining about society for prizes. There's no better way to complain. I mean, you could complain at home, and you could do, you know, and everyone's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, you complain here, and you get a good complaint, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to give you a gift card to Pequod's.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, man.
TJ, check it out.
I'm calling next Tuesday.
Abby McEnany. All right, Abby's got a one-woman show. It's called Work in Progress. It's going to be at I.O. Friday nights, 10:30. Not this next Friday.
Right. But through August.
Yeah, I can't get you to break. You're too good. All right. 773 says, the worst is when a coworker brings in delicious homemade muffins. After you've eaten half, you see that your muffin is full of cat hair.
Oh, God.
That is the worst.
Whoa. Thing. That's gross. And a health violation.
That doesn't burn up.
Oh.
Cat hair survives the
piping
hot baking one. Temperature.
This is, man, these are, wow. Tonight is, I mean, it is All-Star Weekend.
Oh, man. It's
but
raw.
It's good. These
a lot
are good,
for the
man.
Fences.
This is hard. This is hard.
This is home run derby. Even.
It really is. Listen to this one. You guys are going to love this one. 773 says, the absolute worst is going to a wake and realizing you're wearing the same dress as the woman in the casket.
Whoa.
No way.
Whoa.
Right? That's the worst. That
Come
is
on.
The worst. You'd be like,
I mean, that's like, you know, you, Us Magazine, they're like, oh, my God, Jay Lowe and Julia Roberts were so embarrassed. They were, oh, man, you're dressing.
That sounds like that should
Grammy?
Be followed with, and then you realize it's your own way.
And then it turns out it's a horror movie, and your date cancels on you.
Yeah.
And
you
they
have
stay
the same
their
face as the person in the room.
847 says the worst is when the doctor prescribes a high dose of magnesium to combat migraines and you have your cup of morning joe and you can't quite make it to the bathroom. Bible. So Bible means it's for real. And then and then 847 said Justin should get that from the Kardashians binge. I did not see that episode, so that must have happened to one of them.
Okay. Magnesium, eh? I get migraines. I'll start loading up on that.
You want to get political, guys?
Yeah, you know.
Yes.
You were down yet? 847 says, the worst is when your candidate preaches social change and fixing the system and then endorses Hillary Clinton.
All right.
I like me some Bernie.
Hey, I warned you guys.
I know. I love it. And actually, like, if we had time for discourse, man, I am on board. But
what's he going to do? What's
can
he
we,
gonna do?
I know, honestly. Can we have people who are like, well, you know, now I'm not going to vote for anybody.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
All right.
Give me a break.
A couple of addendums here. 2244 says the diamonds are under warranty.
Oh, thank God.
These are tiny, cheap diamonds. I usually hate jewelry. So I think she's trying to endear herself to us.
Oh, I wasn't putting her down.
You guys seem to be like, ooh, you're leaking diamonds, first world rich lady. So she's coming back and saying, oh, hold on.
Modestly wealthy lady, Luke, leaking loose, cheap diamonds.
That were still important
Wouldn't
enough
that
to
be
insured.
Nice. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to refer to diamonds as loose and cheap? Oh, good Lord. You're just digging yourself a bigger hole.
331 says, the whole casino went out. There was a storm.
Gosh.
That sounds like the beginning of Ocean's 14.
I don't think that one's going to win, but that, man, does that hurt.
That does hurt.
You can pump away at that machine just begging, just hunting for one of those bonuses, and then you land one.
Slots
and then,
are my jam.
I
love
hear
the slots.
I wish I knew which machine this was. Black Widow.
312 says the worst is clammy skin.
It's not great.
My AC is out in my skin. This is good. It feels like moist yeast dough.
All right.
Flies are sticking to me.
Oh, no. Oh, that's a separate problem.
All right. Here's a good one. Oh, these are all good, man. I'm telling you, it's like the All-Star game. It's like the seventh inning, and the guy comes off the bench. You're like, I like that guy, too. He's bleeding yet the whole
game. Like Glenn Allen Hill.
Oh, gosh. 708 says, the worst when your crazy mother-in-law hears about the special birthday present you've been planning to get your children for months. And then she gives him the same present the week before just to spite you.
What?
The worst is when your husband knows about the scheme and says you're overreacting and then denies he knew you were getting the gift. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, mama issues from that gentleman right there.
Text back to Justin your mother-in-law's cell phone number and I will anonymously text her nonstop. I am outraged. This is me at a low outrage.
To not get the backing of your spouse in that situation,
I mean, honestly,
is low down dirty.
Yeah, that's tough.
Low down.
And then text me your husband's thing, and I'll send her some counseling options.
You know, I'll take the other side.
Oh, here.
Saying
that's hard to believe.
No, but what if the guy is just kind of, what if the side of that family is just kind of aloof? What if the mom is a little bit older and she's like, oh, that sounds great. And then the husband's like, ah, I wasn't even paying attention.
No. I don't know.
So it's not it's bad, but it's not nefarious bad.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the worst part of that, I feel like, is getting not backed by your spouse.
The mom, the mother-in-law thing, that is nefarious.
Yeah.
She knew what was happening. Absolutely. She's like, that's the husband thing. I'm like, that's.
Well, we're taking your relationship calls here at 312-981-77.
Forever single app. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right. So there's a couple more here, but we're going to move on because we got to wrap the show. Let me. Pumpkin.
Oh, that's sweet, Gord. I don't know. I couldn't think of something endearing.
All right, here we go. So number three is going to get a Pequod's Pizza gift card featuring world-famous pizza with a signature caramelized cheese crust. Visit them in Chicago or Morton Grove or online at pequodspizza.com. Number two is going to get a pair of tickets to Air Supply with Blood, Sweat, and Tears on July 16th at River Edge Park. I didn't mention that. Yeah.
Buried the lead on that.
Come on, man.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Now, that's an entire. Let the spinning wheels spin. What goes up?
Almost.
Now, that's the winner.
Oh, man.
Hear the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s that were on your soundtrack to your favorite moments. Get tickets online at riveredgeaurora.com or call 630-896-6666. And number one is going to get a MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com. All right. So number three tonight is going to get the Pequod's. This is going to go to the phoners. This is this was on the phone, and her name was Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And Patty was complaining about the waitress that put her fingers in the eggs.
Yep.
Coincidentally, at a casino. Maybe there's a tie together. Like, this is all the same. It's like a bad, like the movie Slacker. Like, it all comes together. All these
link letters on it.
Yeah,
you're not going to get any body parts dangled in your Pequod's.
That's right.
What I mean?
So there you go. So we thought about that for you. This is Patty. This gives you a chance to get a gift card and get some pizza.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Number two, the Air Supply tickets with Blood, Sweat, and Tears are going to go to Pam, who also was on the phone.
Yes.
Pam was the woman who said that the worst is when you are having a serious phone conversation and then you realize that the phone cut out, but you didn't stop and you continued. And then you don't know when they cut out. That is the worst.
That's really.
And you have decreed that a pillow is better than the multi-platinum combination of Air Supply and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That a bean-filled sack is.
That is so true. But it is it's a nice pillow.
It is, yeah. I hear
Dude,
you.
Dude, man.
These are not in order of
job on this world to carry on. Boom, boom, boom,
the number boom, one tonight boom, who's gonna win the MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you've ever owned.
All right.
Visit MyPillow.com is of course it has to be Bonnie!
Woo! Use it in good health, Bonnie.
Bonnie's on the line. Bonnie.
Hi.
We decided that early on you set the bar so high for this, it made it an all-star night because people wanted to keep up with you, but it was the worst.
You know what? I didn't even tell you all of it. My dog, I cooked the chicken that made me sick for my dog. He got salmonella, my little 10-pound dog.
Oh.
But they don't have to go stay in the hospital and get all these strong drugs. They heal all by themselves.
Funny. It's amazing. Not only did you win from telling us a long story, but there was more.
But Bonnie, also, there are not two pillows. You know that there's not. There's only one
dog's
pillow.
Not
just joking.
Oh,
no, you're amazing. I'm just doing.
I give it to my dog. I'm kidding.
Bonnie.
No, I'm always buying a new pillow because I like my thing is a woman. It's part of our. Gene setup. We have to have all these pillows.
We actually wanted to give you the.
Nice.
We wanted to make sure we gave you the prize so we could call you back to make sure you live through the show, Bonnie.
Well, I'll tell you, there is something kind of funny that did happen when I picked up the phone. They said, "Can you stay in the line?" I said, "Sure." So I'm walking with my cell phone, and I go to turn down the radio.
No.
And I knock over my CD holder with all my CDs.
Oh, okay, good. But that's not the worst. Right. That's not the worst.
I swear to God, no, it wasn't the worst. Right, that egg thing, really, I thought, oh, my gosh. But I also didn't tell you that after I had the salmonella and was in the hospital for 7 days, I had to have endoscopy and a colonoscopy.
Right. No,
and they had a biopsy, like 6 parts of my stomach, and everything was absolutely fine.
All right, good. All right. Bonnie, I'm grateful. Thank you.
So
thank you.
Thank
for,
you, Bonnie.
Cool. Thank you for, I think, giving us, to me, I feel like there's something in there that is wonderful about this segment. The idea that there were a lot of worse there, but it worked out for Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, she got to see Adele, even though it was construction. And at the end of the day, she got the pillows.
And she's made me feel like I have a new lease on life.
TJ Jagodowski, Abby McEnany, thanks so much for being here
tonight.
Thanks,
Justin.
Thanks for letting us.
Bye, Pete.